Welcome, everyone. On May 23rd, we have a beautiful full moon that could feel like a nice warm hug from the universe. So, we're going to be working with the energy of the 18-9 for this illumination. And really, what this can bring to light is not only this need for rest and rejuvenation and some self-soothing as well, but this can really bring an opportunity. Patience and receptivity. And so, patience for yourself, for others, for the situation, for life itself, as well as receptivity. And so, what I mean by that is this is really an opportunity for us to sort of sit back, kick our heels up, and relax while the universe sort of presents us with the next steps or the next opportunity or the next big idea. So this is a great time to pay attention to your dreams, to your daydreams, to what other people say to you, because you might get some really big inspiration that you can start to build upon, right? That you can start to plan something or, decide how it is that you're going to create whatever this is. So this can be a very sort of ripe time for the universe to send, or for your higher soul, whatever you subscribe to send new ideas and inspirations. And you're meant to do something with those ideas and inspirations, even if it's just explore them further and see where they take you. This is not necessarily an energy where we want to initiate and get started on something. This is more of a presentation. So again, your soul, the universe, giving you sort of a smorgasbord of opportunities, and you get to decide which ones you say yes to, which ones you say no to, and which ones you truly commit to and pursue. But this is really more of the planning stage. So the idea can come in, or the inspiration or opportunity can come in, and then we get to work on sort of deciding how we're going to make it happen. So this is a great time to get organized, to again, have a plan, have a strategy, decide how it is that you're going to move forward. It's like the universe will present the next steps, but of course, we have to decide, we have to have a plan of action and then eventually take that action. So, yeah, I kind of see this as we've already sort of put in the effort, we've already weaved the web, and now we're allowing the nutrients or allowing the opportunities to flow into us, and then we decide what we say yes to and what we say no to, or what we commit to and what we decide not to. So there's not a lot of like forcing here. There's not a lot of pushing or forcing things to happen. So if you feel like you keep putting the pedal to the metal and you're not going anywhere, you're just kind of like creating like the smoke, then this is a time to release your foot from the pedal, sit back, relax, and see what presents to you. Anywhere in your life where you feel like you have to put in a tremendous amount of effort, or you're pushing too hard, or you're trying to manipulate the situation to work in your favor, or you're forcing something, this is going to be the time to kick back, relax, and let the things come to you. You've created the web, now see what flows into to you to work with. So yeah, I really do think that patience is also going to come into key, because a lot of times, especially in society today, we love instant gratification and our attention span has gotten like, seconds worth, right? Like things hold our attention for a very short period of time and then we're on to the next thing. So it's really hard in this day and age to have patience, but we need to have patience, especially in a nine cycle. Because there are things that need to potentially fall away and be released, because it is a cyclical, transient sort of cycle. We have to let some things fall away and then allow time for the new things to present. But not only that, we have to allow for that planning stage, for that opportunity to be prepared or get prepared to take action. So, not a whole lot of instant gratification is likely under this period or under this cycle. It's more about what's presented to us at this time and what we choose to do with it, than it is about sort of that instant gratification or getting those instant rewards. So definitely take your time with whatever presents. Have patience for yourself. If things aren't working out as quickly as you want them to, or you're not seeing that instant gratification, it does not mean that you're on the wrong path. It does not mean that you're doing something necessarily wrong. It just means that whatever it is that you're building, whatever it is that you're creating, will likely take time. And this can translate into relationships, into a, you know, a creative project, career, whatever. But I do think that this cycle is going to require that level of patience to understand that we're all doing the best that we can with what we're presented with and what our experience is, and to have a deeper understanding and patience for that and for others as they also move through the same sort of thing. Now, this cycle can also bring in sort of this awareness or this focus on where it is that we need to get a little bit more serious about what it is that we want. And so I say that because we're working with the energy of the 18, so the 1 and the 8. So there's a lot here about self-identity, how we present ourselves into the world, our contribution, our sense of self. So this can be a great time for self-reflection, for going a little bit deeper, for really digging into the depths of what is it that we want? What is it that we want to pursue? If the opportunity presented itself to us today, would we even know what to do with it? Because would we even know that we want it, type of thing, right? Like, opportunities can present themselves all the time, but if we're not sort of open to those opportunities or present with them or feel worthy of them, etc., they'll just sit there. They're just an opportunity until we take action, or until we say yes to it and commit. So I would say this is definitely a time for greater reflection and greater self-discovery to a degree, where we're getting a deeper understanding, or we have the opportunity to get a deeper understanding of what it is that we actually want. And once we sort of commit to what it is that we want, then we can often see it present to us. It might not be in the same packaging that we would want it to be in. It might not look exactly like we want it to look. But sometimes we need to look beyond the packaging to see the gift that is actually there. And then how can we work with it? Also, because we're working with the energy of the 8, this is sort of an invitation from the universe to become the authority or the universe in some area. And likely that is going to be tied to your own innate gifts that you brought to this planet, and that you're meant to use, that you're meant to be the authority of, that you're meant to be the expert, and you're meant to share that expertise in a way where it can not only benefit self, but benefit others as well. And so, you know, when it comes to our innate gifts and what we're truly, truly good at, a lot of times it looks different than what others have for expectations for us, right? So it might be different than what our parents want for us, or society wants for us, or whatever. But if it's a true innate gift, we are meant to commit to it. We're meant to, you know, nurture it and see it grow and become the expert at it so that we can share that expertise. So I do think that there's an opportunity, under this illumination to really become more aware of what those innate gifts are and how you're meant to use them, how you're meant to share them, how you can become the authority of them. And really, it's like that old adage of, you know, do what brings you joy and what you're good at. Sometimes we don't know what we're good at, and sometimes we don't know what brings us joy if we don't explore it further. And that's why I say this is such a great time for those ideas, for the inspirations, for dreams to kind of come through to show us what those are and where we're meant to explore further. And then once we hit it, once we find that niche, then we invest our time and energy into becoming the expert so that we can then become the authority and share that information and share those gifts. But I also say, just be aware, because it's the 1 and the 8 together, it's likely going to be unique for you. It's likely going to be very different than what others expect of you. So you have to kind of overcome any self-doubt, any fear of being misunderstood, all of those things. It's not as easy as being like, yeah, I'm just going to commit to this and become the expert and share this expertise. Sometimes it's a lot deeper than that. And we have to kind of move through some things to make that happen. But you're certainly capable, as am I. And so we can make it happen, and we'll feel good in the process, especially once we're able to start sharing those gifts. So overall, this can be a very healing full moon, a very potentially very successful full moon. But we have to put in the effort. But first, we have to receive. So I hope it is a beautiful illumination for you all. Take care. Bye for now.